Welcome to this Sunday morning's message podcast from Kingdom Faith. Today's message is by Pastor Colin Urquhart.
Well, I'm glad you're all talking because you're going to do the preaching this morning. Fear not, you'll be preaching to yourself because you're probably the one here most in need of hearing you preach to yourself. Now, what we're going to do this morning is talk about seeds. Scripture, Jesus and the other New Testament writers talk about seeds in a whole lot of different ways. Seed represents faith. Seed represents the Word of God. Seed represents your financial giving. Seed represents the kingdom of God. Seed represents your life. Now, the Connect team that are ready and alert and alive are going to bring a little container with seeds to each of the table and a little container of the finest earth. But I don't want you to do anything with either until you are instructed thereby. So perhaps some guys would distribute those now. So each table, those sitting in chairs, you don't need to be left out because there's some spare material there. Right, now, seeds obviously produce. That's the purpose of a seed. There's no point in having seed unless you sow it. So long as it's in the packet, it produces nothing. These seeds that you will find in your container are actually mustard seeds. And Jesus, of course, described faith as a mustard seed. So is every table equipped now? Now, what I want you to do, you're actually going to be sowing seed several times. So now I've got the cup for your table. You're actually going to be sowing seed several times, so you're going to have to. There are over 2,000 seeds in the room at this moment, so there should be enough. What I want you to do, first of all, is just to take, each one of you, to take one seed, just one seed, out of the pot and put it on the palm of your hand. Doing that does not require talking. You're going to do some talking in a moment. Hello? Now, has everybody got a seed on the palm of their hands? No, there's some tables here without seeds. Give them seed. All yesterday, my wife said, "How do you think this is going to work?" I said, "It'll work. It'll work." Right, now, I want you to look at that seed. Everybody got a seed? Now, there's a table here without seed. Listen. The scripture says that God supplies the seed. Yeah, Paul says this, "Now he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for the food will also supply and increase your store of seed and will enlarge the harvest of your righteousness." So you start with one seed, but he's going to increase the store of your seed. But I want you to listen to what Jesus says about this one seed. Now, this is Jesus speaking. "I tell you the truth, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, 'Move from here to there,' and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you." Right, now, look at this seed. And as you look at it, repeat these words after me. If I have faith the size of this seed, Jesus says, nothing will be impossible for me. He doesn't say you need great big faith. He says you just need faith the size of a seed. Now, everybody's going to need one of these mugs. If there's too many people around one table, there's some spare mugs at the back. Not mugs, what are they? You know, pots. Pots for sowing seeds. So, the first thing that we're going to do with seed is to understand how we use seed when we pray. You see, we can pray our own words, and God hears us, and he answers us. But he says that not only is faith like the seed, but the word of God is like a seed. So the sower went forth to sow the seed, and it fell on all kinds of different soil. Where it fell on the path, of course, it produced nothing. On the rocky soil, it began to spring up, but then when the sun came out, it scorched the seed and it didn't produce. The seed that fell among weeds, the weeds grew up and choked the seed and they didn't produce. But the seed that fell in good soil produced a fruit 30, 60, 100 times what was sown. So you're going to sow this seed in good soil. I purchased the finest soil that I could find yesterday in the garden center. And so you are going to put it into good soil, because when we pray, we are putting the seed of God's word with faith into the soil of God. And the seed that we sow is a word of promise that he will bring to fulfillment. So just for a moment, you're going to have to put your seed down somewhere. But you're going to sow it, but not yet, we're not ready yet, because we want to make sure that when we sow it, it's going to produce. Now, also on the table, there are some little post-its. There are some bigger ones for children, nice colorful ones, so if any child wants a bigger one, just stick up your hand and somebody will bring you one, because children's handwriting is a little bit bigger usually than adults' handwriting. Now, when you pray about a situation, the most productive way to pray is to sow the word of God, to sow what God has promised. Some word of Scripture, especially some promise that he's given. when you sow that, you are doing it with faith, knowing that that faith only has to be the size of the little seed that you're sowing, and nothing will be impossible. Amazing miracles can happen out of the sowing of that seed. So it means that when you pray like this, you pray with intent. You expect the word that you put into the soil of God's love to actually produce the fulfillment of the promise. So now we're going to have a little pause. And I trust that there is someone on each table with a pen or a pencil or something with which to write, because I didn't have hundreds of pens and pencils to supply, and the garden center didn't sell them anyway. So what you are to do now is, on the post-it, you are to write not your words, not your desire, but the scripture that you are going to sow to meet a particular need, either in your life or in someone else's life for whom you are praying. Now, you need to do this before you sow the seed. So we'll just give you 3 or 4 minutes to think, pray, ask the Holy Spirit, Lord, give me a scripture that will fit this particular situation, this particular need about which I'm praying. There's lots of spare post-its if anyone needs them. Write out the scripture, not your prayer. Don't write out your prayer. Just write out the scripture, or just the scriptural reference, if you know what that is. Now, around the table, there may be some who are not as conversant with the scriptures as you are yourself. So just look out for each other now. And if there's somebody that says, well, I don't quite know what scripture will fit my situation, talk to them and say, well, what is it you want to pray about? And help them, give them a scripture, help them to find a scripture that they can sow. So you've just got 3 or 4 minutes to do this. I hope we've got enough pots. If we haven't, husbands and wives, we have to share pots. When you pray with faith, you sow the word of God. Not just your own words, but you pray according to his word, you pray according to his promises, knowing that he is faithful and he will always fulfill his promises. If you haven't got anything to write with, then you'll have to write it when you get home. But preferably do it now before you sow the seed. It's good to come to church and have to do some work, isn't it? Instead of just sit and listen. Any young person want a bigger post-it, nice, colorful post-it? Now, of course, all these prayers are going to get answered. You understand that, don't you? So make sure you choose a good promise. Holy Spirit will guide you into that. Has everybody got their scriptures done now? Okay, now if you each dip your pot into the soil and get a little bit of soil, don't fill your pot with soil, I don't think there'll be enough for that, but sort of just half full or so. But don't do anything with the seed yet, just put the soil in the pot. More soil is available if you run out. You want more soil? You've got no soil. There's no soil here. They're soilless. as a whole soilless table. Okay, now let's just be still and listen. What you are sowing is God's word. What you are sowing is God's promise. So ideally, you will stick your post-it on the outside of these pots. Unfortunately, the pots aren't of the kind that readily receive post-its. So when you get home, you can stick your post-it on with a bit of sellotape. But it's important that you connect this scripture with the pot. Now, so long, you can just take up your seed again in your hand. And in fact, you can take another couple of seeds so that you've got about three seeds in your hand. I assured my wife this would work, so you've got to make it work. Shh. Isn't it exciting? Right, now we're going to pray. Before we sow the seed, we're going to pray. So let's just be still. So just repeat this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I am about to sow your word, knowing that you are faithful in fulfilling your promises. I believe that as I sow this word of truth, it will produce fruit and will be a blessing to those who will benefit. And you will be glorified. Amen. Okay, now, just sow the seed into the soil. That means you put it in so you can't see the seed. Now, you've got to sow three times, so right, now, you've sown the seed and you can't see it. Neither can you see the fruit that will come from it. But what you don't do is to repeat the sowing. You sow the seed once. And you don't dig around in the pot tomorrow to try to find the seed to see if it's actually working or not. Because you sowed with faith, you believe that if you leave the seed alone, it's just one other thing you've got to do with it, and we'll come to that in a moment, but if you leave the seed alone, it will actually bear fruit. So you're going to watch over your pot, take it home with you, put it on your kitchen windowsill where there's light, because you need light. And with the scripture attached to the outside, and wait to see the physical symbol of what is going to happen spiritually in the fulfilling of that promise. Is this too deep for you? Okay. Now, this is the way to pray with effect, because God has promised always to fulfill the promises for those who believe them. So the Holy Spirit, you have asked to guide you. in the right word to sow. So the Holy Spirit is going to watch over your seed, not just the seed in the pot, you understand, but the seed of faith that you've sown, and he is going to bring it to fruitfulness. Right, part two. The Word of God says that money is seed. That when we give, we are actually sowing seed. So when you give to the Lord, you're going to receive back much more than you've given. Jesus said that when you give, you receive back good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over. Now, that refers to all kinds of things as well as money, but it includes money. And Paul makes clear when he's writing to the Corinthians, if you sow a little, you reap a little. If you sow much, you reap much. We never have a collection in this church. We don't collect money for God. God doesn't need money. But we need to give. We need to come to the Lord with the offering, with the tithe, which is his anyway. The first tenth of all that we earn is his by right. But over and above that, we bring an offering. And what we give, if we're faithful in the tithe, God will be faithful in overlooking our finances. Ever since my wife and I began to tithe, we've never had a financial need. Praise God. But when we make an offering, whether we're giving directly to the Lord or whether we're giving in some other way in which the Lord is leading us, we can always expect a return. God will give back infinitely more than we've given. Now, we have to be careful here because we don't give an offering to get more, but because we desire to give more. But you see, when we give, God gives more back to us, so then we've got more to give. And then he gives much more back to us, and then we've got much more to give. And so the thing accumulates and builds up, and you're able to give bigger and bigger sums of money for the Lord's work and to other people in need. People that you might be supporting on the mission field or wherever. So when we have the offering here on a Sunday morning, we are actually sowing seed in just the same way as you've sown your seed in prayer. We used to always have a proclamation before we gave about the return we were expecting from what we give. That's an encouraging thing to do, but whether we do that corporately or not, every time we sow in the offering, we should expect a return because we're praying with faith, because we're actually obeying the Word of God. I know some of us, I mean, my wife and I, for one, we give directly through bank transfer. But even so, at the time of offering, it's good to pray and say, Lord, my tithe that has gone in and whatever offering you're making over and above that, I'm expecting this to bear much fruit for the glory of your kingdom. And I thank you, Lord, for the good measure that will be given back to me. So if you take another two or three seeds and sow these now into your pot, we're not going to have the offering now, but I want this to signify what is going to happen when we have the offering at the end of the message. So let's just pray first. Say this after me. Lord Jesus, we thank you that you are our provider. that you provide the seed to sow. You provide the money that we can give. When we are faithful in that giving, you are faithful in giving the return. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. So every time I give in the offering, every time I give to others in love, I thank you that I am going to benefit greatly. I will not lose by giving, but I will gain. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, now just sow your money seeds. God can tell the difference between your prayer seed and your money seed, but it's all seed. Are you having a good time? No, we're not finished yet. Yes, sow it, yes. Those who sow much will reap much. It doesn't mean that you have to sow lots of seeds. It's how much that seed represents. Those who sow much will receive much. Those who sow little will receive little. You remember Jesus sat down opposite the treasury in the temple and watched what people gave. Do you realize every time there's an offering, Jesus is watching? He's watching you. He's watching you because he doesn't know how much to give back to you unless he knows how much you've given. He can't multiply if he doesn't know what you've given. So he always knows what you give so that you get the right kind of multiplication back. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And while he was sitting down, watching what people were putting in the treasury, the wealthy guys were putting in their bags of gold. And you remember there was this widow who only had two little mites. I've actually got a widow's mite at home, one of the little coins that she... It's not... Actually, I don't think it's one of the two that she put in. If I was of another form of Christianity, I might claim that that's what it was, but it is a mite like the mite that she sowed, or the two mites that she sowed. And Jesus said she'd given more than any of those with the bags of gold, because those mites represented everything she had. Whereas the bags of gold were sort of more or less giveaway stuff for the very wealthy. So what you sow represents, Jesus says, what is in your heart. Because where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. So he knows, he sees what is in your heart when you give. So it's not just the what you give, but the way in which you give. He loves a cheerful giver. And the scripture says that we should never give in a begrudging way, but really with a spirit of joy, thanksgiving. Okay, part three. The seed represents your life. One of the really significant sessions we had at the camp this year was the message about the seed of your life falling into the ground and dying. Jesus says, you see, your seed, your natural life, your soul life, is like a seed. And if the seed remains alone, like the seed in your hand, it produces nothing. But if you sow your life, if it falls into the ground and dies, then it will produce a harvest of righteousness. And of course, that means that God will be glorified by what he does in and through your life. But it means also that you will have a great reward. Salvation is his gift, but the reward that we have in heaven, Jesus says, is according to what we have done, the way in which we have given our lives over to him so that he can take hold of us and use us and work through us and bless others because of us in all the different kinds of ways that are possible in the variety of ministries that he gives us. So this time, you're going to take just a single seed. And that seed represents your life. Now, Jesus says the seed has to fall into the ground and die, because when the seed germinates, it ceases to be a seed and becomes a plant that then becomes fruitful. So again, we're going to pray before you sow it. So have you all got a seed in your hand? Okay, let's pray. Lord Jesus, this seed represents my life. Thank you that you gave your life for me. The seed of your life fell into the ground and died. Because of that, I have salvation. I have eternal life and every blessing in heaven. So I thank you for the offering of your life. Now, Lord, I'm planting this seed to signify that the seed of my life has fallen into the ground and died, so that I do not live for myself, but to fulfill the plan and purpose that you have for me. The reason why you called me, why you chose me, and made me your child. So I pray that the Holy Spirit will cause the seed of my life to fulfill the will that you have for me, for the glory of your name. Amen. So now sow this seed, because this is a serious moment, isn't it? Sow that seed into the pot. So you've got seeds of faith, seeds of the word, seeds of prayer. Seeds of giving and seeds of surrender to the will and the purpose of God. And these seeds are going to produce a harvest. No matter what happens in your pot physically, what has happened spiritually today, because some of us are better farmers than others. However, there is one vital ingredient missing. So perhaps the stewards will now distribute. A little pot of water is going to come round to each table. Now, the point is this. The seed will not germinate without water. The soil has to be moist in order for the whole growth process to take place. Sow a seed in the desert soil and it won't germinate until it rains. And if you know anything about deserts, they might only have rain every few years, but when it rains, a whole lot of vegetation springs up. Usually it only lasts for a few days because of the heat, but it will spread seed, which will then bloom again several years later when there is a next rainfall. Rain, the water, is essential. So when we've sown the word in prayer, we need to keep watering it. Now, when you water, you don't repeat the sowing process. The watering process isn't the sowing process. You've done the sowing. So what does the watering represent? Well, Jesus says that when we are to pray, we're always to pray with thanksgiving, believing that we have received what it is we asked in the first place. So when you sowed that seed, you believed in the harvest that it's going to produce. When a farmer sows the seed in his field, he expects there to be a harvest. He knows he's going to need rainfall, and if there isn't rainfall, he's going to have to water the seed. But he expects. He doesn't go back the following day and say, it didn't work, I can't see any result, because he knows that the seed takes time. Now, I'm assured by what it said on the packet that mustard seed produces very quickly. So we should see some encouragement to our faith in using these mustard seeds. But what we need to do every day with the seed of faith that we've sown is to give thanks. Not to give thanks that we've sown it, but to give thanks for the answer. Because Jesus says, whatever you believe in prayer, believe, whatever you ask in prayer, believe that you have received it. Now, if you believe you have received something, then you give thanks. So the watering process is the thanksgiving. Every day we give thanks. Give thanks in all circumstances. This is the will of God for you in Christ Jesus. So when your little pot of water comes in, we want to use these pots for the drinks afterwards. We don't want to just waste all these pots so with the water in. So you can take the pot back and fill it with a drink, or one of you can, after the meeting. So now just put a little bit of water into your pot of seeds that you've sown. But as you do so, thank the Lord. Pray and thank him for the answer. Thank you, Lord, for the answer. I praise you for the answer. And of course, you may need to water your seed in the days ahead. And every time you do that, this is just reminding you, see, of what you are to do spiritually. That as you water the seed in the pot on your windowsill in the kitchen, you give thanks. Thank you, Lord, that this promise that I have sown is fulfilled, and I shall see the fulfillment of it. Thank you, Lord, that the money I've sown will actually produce the harvest. Thank you, Lord, that as my life is sown, you are going to use me for your praise and glory. So as you water your pot in the next few days, you can thank the Lord in those three ways. And of course, this is just getting you used to the idea of how to pray and give and live all the time. You don't have to keep sowing mustard seeds to do that. It's just helping us to see the principle. And you see, actually doing it like this helps us, doesn't it? Helps us to understand that we're not just talking about spiritual theory, that Jesus used, so often he used the things in nature all around to point to how the kingdom of God works. So when you've watered your seed, let's all stand up. And we're just going to give thanks together. So just open your heart now. Just begin to thank the Lord in your own words. Thank him that you're his child. You can speak out. Come on, don't have to mutter. Thank him that he fulfills his promise to supply you with the seed that you need to sow. He always does that. Hallelujah. He who supplies seed to the sower and bread for the food will also supply and increase your store of seed. So thank him that he's going to increase your store of seed. What you sow in faith, what you sow financially, what you sow in the giving of your life. He is going to increase the store of your seed and enlarge the harvest of your righteousness. So just thank the Lord. Thank you, Lord. I'm going to experience a new harvest time in my life. That as I have sown today, so now I am going to see harvest. And I thank you, Lord, that you're going to bring me to the place where the reaper will overtake the sower. Where I will find you giving back so much more even before I've given. Because these principles of faith are being outworked in my life. So I give you glory, I give you honor, I give you praise. Come on, let's give the Lord a great big thank you. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Let's just be still for a moment. Jesus said to us right at the beginning that seed, when sown, means that nothing will be impossible for you. So you are not facing any impossible situations. What seemed impossible has now been made possible. So thank the Lord, he's going to lead you through those difficult times into victory. Hallelujah. Now, we're talking about spiritual sowing, so thank the Lord for miracles. Sometimes a seed produces an immediate result, miraculously. Other times, there's a process of growth that takes place as the seed germinates and grows and comes to fruitfulness. So we praise God for the miracles, and we praise God for the other ways in which he replies. Now we're just going to finish by praying about healing for a moment. See, if you have sown a seed for healing, you just keep watering that seed with thanksgiving. Thank you, Lord, for my healing, because it is assured through the promise that I have sown. Hallelujah. Thank you for the miracles of your healing grace. Thank you for the progressive healing that happens in other situations. But I praise you, Lord. I thank you for my healing. Can you do that right now? Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God has been speaking to me these last two or three days about the fact that we're going to see a lot more healing in this coming season than we've seen before. And we're going to see a lot more miracles of healing. Not just healings taking place over a period of time, but more miracles of healing. Instantaneous things where God changes and transforms whole situations in people's lives. Can we believe that together? So we thank you, Lord. We praise you. We bless you. Thank you, Lord, that miracles will result out of what has happened this morning. That many of us are going to find a miracle has happened. because I prayed and prayed and prayed, but I've never sown the word in prayer before. And thank you, Lord, that now I've sown the word and I've watered that word with thanksgiving. The outcome is assured because you are faithful to your promises. Praise your holy name. Come on, let's give the Lord a great big thank you.
Thank you for listening to this Kingdom Faith podcast. We trust it's been an encouragement to you. For more information and resources by Kingdom Faith and for our other audio and video podcasts, please visit kingdomfaith.com.